Thanks for calling the Lake Park Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like, check product availability, or, what's my order status?
Appliance installation.
Sure. Is this an existing installation order?
Yes.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
How can I direct your
call? It's Rebecca with XPO again. I'm just trying to get at least to a voicemail for the COS. It's about a customer of y'all's and their appliance is not fitting.
Okay, so I did transfer you back to that.
It didn't give me a voicemail.
Yeah, so there should be someone in that department. They need to pick up the phone. No one's answering, and you're just being transferred back up here. It's not really much that I can do for you.
Right. I mean, I guess they can. I leave a message with you for them regarding this PO.
Let me try to call them overhead because I don't even know if I will even see anyone. I'm at the service. I'm like in a completely different department. Like, I would never be able to see them and give them that message, and I don't want to take responsibility for that if I'm not going to follow through.
I understand.
Okay, hold.
You're safe.
The first step in any home improvement project is loading smart. The Home Depot is committed to your safety, including the safe transportation of your purchase. If you need help loading and securing your merchandise in or on your vehicle or trailer, please feel free to ask an associate for help. The next great project starts in your cart. Be sure to use the right cart for your purchases. Lumber or sheet goods should be placed on a lumber cart. Heavy or bulky items like tile should be placed on a flat cart. And remember, if you can't reach a product or if it's too heavy for you to lift, just ask any associate for assistance. Before 1978.
Appliances, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. It's Rebecca with XPO. I had an update from one of our installers regarding one of y'all's POs.
Okay.
So the PO number is 2047.
2047?
3254.
3254. Okay. 2047-3254. Okay.
So there was some communication about whether or not the appliances selected would fit, and I just wanted to make sure, because he just responded this morning, that the model numbers selected will all not fit. They're 27-inch ovens, and the pre-measure worksheet, it's a 30-inch opening. So they wouldn't fit without making those openings smaller.
Okay, yeah, so actually they need a 30-inch wide oven, correct?
That would be correct, and then that should be good.
So a 30-inch, not 27. Okay, I think I know it might be our part-timer at night because I know he was working on one. Okay, thank you so much. I'll look into it.
Yeah, it looks like Mike had called to confirm. Mike, so if you want to let Mike know, they will not bid.
Yeah, and first I think Mike had a double wall oven, and it was only a single wall oven hole. And but Mike made the comment, the kitchen is being remodeled. I says, well, why can't the contractor make it fit whatever they want, you know?
Right.
Okay. No, thank you. I appreciate your call. I'll let him know. Okay?
Absolutely. You have a great one. Thanks for speaking to me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.